Hey friends, welcome to another Wednesday Wisdom. Sue Saller here, and I am so glad that you are joining me today. You know, this week I was thinking about my identity. Now, some of you may know or not know that recently I put in my letter of resignation and I quit my job that I currently work at. Now, I'm a financial advisor, but I also have a lot of other tools in my back pocket. So I used to be a math teacher, I'm a mom, I love coaching people, and I help people build businesses, and I love doing all of those things. I also enjoy encouraging people to bring out the best in themselves. But when I started thinking about my job that's ending soon and how it's connected to my identity, I had a conversation in my brain that sort of went like this. You know what? You're ending your job. I'm no longer going to be a financial advisor. So when somebody asks me what I do or who I am, I'm wondering how I was going to answer the question. So thinking about this, I realized that so much of our culture places emphasis on what we do for a living, and then we allow that to define who we are. But I started to think about it differently. So here I am, I'm a financial advisor. Quit my job, so I'm no longer going to be working. So if somebody asks me who I am, I'm not going to flip to I'm no longer a financial advisor or am a financial advisor. I'm going to look at it this way. My identity isn't dependent on the job that I do day to day. So that's what I realized. So let me say that again. I realized that my identity isn't defined by what I do day to day. So you're probably wondering and asking, you know, like, okay, so if you're not defining yourself by what you do, how are you going to define yourself? So I decided, why don't I define myself by my values and by what I embody? So what does that mean? Well, if somebody asks me, what do you do or who are you? Well, for me, I'm a mom, which really doesn't change. I'm also somebody who's empathetic. I love listening to people and relating to them. I'm also tenacious. I like going after things that I want to get done. So those are ways to describe myself that go from job to job to job. Well, maybe not the mom per se, but sometimes I feel like a mom in my job. But I am now looking at ways to describe myself that can be part of any job that I do. So I'm defining myself by the set of values and traits that I bring in to each of those jobs that I do. Think about your identity and release yourself from what you do, because the truth is that in our lifetime, we're probably never really going to keep the same job for the rest of our lives. It's probably going to change. Your job, especially if you're younger, is going to change every couple of years, or maybe even if you're older like me, I'm going to wind up changing my job every couple of years too, and that's okay. So I challenge you to define yourself by your values, by your strengths, by the things that you carry from job to job. And hopefully what that's going to do is as you change from one job to another, you don't have an identity crisis when that job is over. So hopefully you got as much value out of this as I did. And if you did, please share it with a friend. And thank you for the gift of your time. Go make today awesome, friends. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Small Steps, Big Wins podcast. I value your time with me, and I seek to make every moment count. In order to make lasting change in your life, listening is usually not enough. So I want to ask you, what practical steps are you going to put into action today as a result of listening to this podcast? Remember, any step, any action, no matter how small, starts your journey to a big win. And if you're not sure where to get started, reach out to me and let's have a conversation. Until next time, love yourself, then love others. Peace.